I am too young. Too young for that long bus ride home from school. So late at night after dance practice with all those strangers. So that's why I lie to my parents about it. They think I get a ride home with a friend or something every night. See, I first noticed you about a week ago. Always on the same bus, coming home after a hard day at work. I can tell that you're some kind of businessman because, well, you always have on those perfectly tailored suits. See, I've seen you staring at me. You try and be subtle, but I catch you out of the corner of my eye. You always look a little guilty since you know you're probably twice my age, but it doesn't stop you from leering at me. The thing is, the way you look at me makes me feel feel like a slutty little whore, and well, I really like feeling that way. Bus is always crowded and it's dark except for the light coming from the street lights as the bus moves down the road. So you're always conveniently in a place where I'm at least partially in view. See, I've started fantasizing about you, wondering if you go home every night to a wife and a family, wondering if your wife is pretty, wondering what you look like, fucking her. Is she dirty? Does she not do the things that you want? Is that why you were looking at me? Does she suck your cock? Does she make you feel like a god? See, I've been with some of the boys at my school, but it's always been just kind of awkward. I know that sex must be better than that, and of course I figure the best way to find out how much better it can be is to try it with an older man. I think if I told an older man all the things that I would let him do to me, and all the things that I would do to him, I'm pretty sure I could get him to fuck me. I wasn't really thinking about someone as old as you until you started staring at me at the bus, until, well, I started to get wet thinking about you looking at me. Now when I see you, I think about what it would be like for me to be your fuck toy. Would you want me to dress up for you, strip for you? Would you would you tie me up and use me? Your little slut. Oh my gosh. See, yesterday then you did something different. It was really, really crowded, like more than normal. I was standing and I didn't see you on the bus. Felt a little disappointed, but well. And then I realized that someone was standing very close behind me. I suddenly realized it was you because I could smell your cologne. I didn't even know until that moment that I knew what it smelled like, but I did. It was a musky scent combined with your sweat that smelled like sex to me. I could actually feel the heat coming off of you. I sensed that you were deliberately standing as close as you could to me without actually touching me. I kept waiting for you to make that first physical contact, but it never happened. I was suddenly aware of how I was dressed. I had on tights and a leotard with a thin sweatshirt over them. I was getting really, really wet, and I was worried that someone would see the wet spot forming on the front of my tights. I felt myself flushing, a heat moving up and down my body. The bus suddenly hit a bump in the road, and without thinking, I allowed myself to fall back against you. And you? You were hard as a rock. For a brief moment, your cock was pressed up against my ass, through the material of your expensive suit, through the thin layer of my tights. You caught me and held me against you, just for an instant. But I felt what you did. You thrust yourself against my little girl ass, just one quick thrust, and then you pretended to be helping me regain my balance. When I felt your cock against my ass, I felt myself gush and got even wetter, and I actually came very close to coming. My heart was beating so fast, and I was almost panting. I looked back up at you and smiled nervously, thanking you for helping me. You smiled back, both of us pretending like nothing had happened, but I saw your eyes staring between my legs at the wet spot on my tights. That night, I made myself come three times in the privacy of my bedroom, with my tights wadded up against my face so I could feel my dampness that was still there, almost being able to smell your cologne mixed up with the smell of my sex. So tonight, I'm going to see how far you are really willing to go. See, I have this short black clingy skirt that I bought at one of those stores that sell slutty clubbing clothes. I keep it in a secret place in my room so my parents won't find it. I've never had the courage to wear it anywhere, but sometimes at night I put it on just to make myself feel like a whore and I make myself come in it. When I finish with dance practice, I put on the skirt and a shirt that leaves my belly bare, and I put my long coat on over my clothes. I don't wear a bra. I don't wear any panties. I take a deep breath, feeling nervous, but feeling very, very turned on. I think to myself, I'm dressed like a slut, and this sends a shiver through my body, and I feel heat rising up my thighs to my pussy. When I get on the bus, I make sure to go to the back. It's very crowded, as usual, and I look around for you, but at first I don't see you, and then you are there. You are close by, but you pretend not to notice me. I step forward so that you are behind me, and I wait. I feel you come up behind me, once again getting as close as you can without touching me. The bus is crowded and dark, and I casually take off my coat and hold it in front of me, and I take a half step back towards you. From your vantage point, you are now able to see an almost naked teenage girl. Most of my back is exposed, and most of my thighs are exposed to you under the flimsy skirt. Is this the kind of little girl slut you were hoping to see all those times when you stared at me? You take a step forward and put your hands on my hips, and I feel your hard cock pressed up against my ass. I let out a silent sigh and feel myself get instantly soaking wet under the thin material of the skirt. We stay this way for a while, and you sway gently left and right, lightly rubbing your cock against me. I press back into you, and we get into a subtle rhythm. I have to make a conscious effort not to moan out loud, of course. Who wouldn't? I pull up the fabric of my skirt over my ass, exposing my pussy to you. A lurid thought shoots through my mind as I do this. I'm such a whore. This just makes me feel so much wetter. I reach behind me and run my hands over your cock through your suit. You lean into me and I hear you gasp, despite your obvious efforts to stay quiet. I rub you lightly but persistently, and I can feel heat coming off of you in waves. All I can think now is that I want to be used and fucked by you on this bus. I feel around for your zipper, but I can't get a good hold on it. I feel you step back for a moment, and I sense you fumbling with your zipper. When you move back against me, I can feel your exposed cock pressing up against my ass and partially between my thighs. I think I am this man, this little teenage fuckdoy. He's going to use me now. Oh, wow. I shudder and move into position to allow your cock to move towards my pussy. The two of us adjust ourselves for a few moments, agonizingly delaying the moment of that first penetration, while trying to be, well, obviously as quiet as possible and not draw attention from the other passengers. And then I feel myself incredibly filled up by your cock. I am so wet that when you finally get the head of your cock just inside my cunt, you easily slide it all the way in, balls deep. The sensation is one of something fitting incredibly tightly inside of me, but incredibly slick. I can feel myself coming, and I have to bite my hand to keep from screaming out loud. You start to move in and out of me, and the friction is incredible. I'm so aware of how I'm being used, of how I'm being fucked by this strange man twice my age on a bus. I press myself back against you, trying to give you the tightest possible hold to fuck. You start to move faster, and I can hear your breath quickening. Light moans are escaping you, even though you are trying to be quiet. And I can feel you getting close to coming. I suddenly shove my pussy hard against your cock and hold it there. You shudder, and then I feel your warm cum filling up my pussy. I hold my pussy in that position until you pump every last drop of cum into me. We both stand there, leaning against one another, and start to consider how we are going to separate without drawing unwanted attention. You slowly start to pull out, and without thinking, I move my hands down between my legs to catch the cum that leaks out. I adjust my skirt and turn around to face you. You are busy adjusting your pants, but you look right at me. For a second, I consider what you are seeing, a flushed little fuck slut girl who has just been thoroughly fucked by a much older man, her pussy in her hands covered in sticky cum. In a moment of pure sluttiness, I look you right in the eye and move my cum-covered hands up to my face and lick them clean. With a feeling of pure satisfaction and just fucked bliss, I put my coat on and turn back around. Now you tell me, what will we do tomorrow, baby?